Yesterday, I began a two-part series of hard-nosed investigative reporting about the origins of some expressions using the names of birds in answer to a listener's letter. It took quite a bit of research to discover just where some of these terms originated, but I managed to find most of them. For example, the word turkey, used as an epithet. Wild turkeys are wary, intelligent birds, but domesticated turkeys and the unrelated guinea fowl imported from Turkish territory are apparently a bit lacking in native intelligence and thus inspired the usage of turkey as an epithet. The earliest references to the word used with a negative connotation that I could find were from the 1940s in reviews of the theater where the word turkey referred to plays that had flopped. Our common loon is found throughout Northern Europe and Asia, where English-speaking people call it the Great Northern Diver. Their weird calls sound just crazy enough to be genuinely loony, although most of the people who actually hear them on their breeding grounds are Americans and Canadians, since they tend to breed only in remote areas of the Old World. Although the expression loony actually comes from lunar, because people have long believed that craziness is associated with a full moon, the word for the bird comes from the Scandinavian word lam, for a lame or clumsy person, referring to a loon's inability to walk on land. Shakespeare's Macbeth chides a servant, "The devil damn thee black, thou cream-faced loon, where got'st thou that goose look?" But he seems to be referring to the pale winter plumage of loons, which is, after all, the plumage most seen in England. The earliest references I could find to the use of the word loon to mean someone insane are American. In 1845, Carolyn Kirkland in Western Clearings wrote, "Why, you're both crazy as loons," was Mr. Ashburn's polite exclamation. And in 1877, Thomas Bailey Aldrich wrote in The Queen of Sheba, "The fellow is mad as a loon." Jaywalking comes from the slang term jay, which comes directly from our good old common blue jay and means an ignorant, unsophisticated person with the connotation of being from the country, a naive rustic. The assumption apparently was that people of sophistication and refinement, that is, city people, knew how to cross streets at corners, but visitors from rural areas could be expected to cross foolishly wherever they happened to be. But naked as a jaybird? I searched every reference I could find from the Oxford English Dictionary through several dictionaries of slang and Americanisms, but nowhere could I find any reference to that common expression. Bartlett's has Joel Chandler Harris's phrase, "Jaybird don't rob his own nest," but I couldn't find any citation for the original source of "naked as a jaybird." No bird wears clothes, so logically the expression could have just as easily been "naked as a duck" or "naked as a chickadee." But my suspicion is that the blue jay's lusty and brash lifestyle, along with its shameless pride in its natural apparel, were the elements that made it the number one literary naked bird. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.